So, hi and welcome to the third episode of HyperTalks Season 4. And today we have a new voice in me, Eric, tuning in and doing my first episode. And together with me, I have my amazing colleague, Ku.
Hello.
Hey. And that means that it's Lynn and Nitin who's responsible for the magic behind the scenes today. And as usual, we are spoiled sitting here in this amazing studio at Beppo Sound Production in the southern part of Stockholm. So a big shout out to you and thank you for your continued support, Beppos. And today I'm super excited about the insights and learnings that we're going to get. Maybe it's a bit bold to say that already now, but that confidence lies in both the topic as well as the guest that we're going to have today. And to introduce, we have the business leader, change maker, and angel investor Anna Stenberg with us today. So welcome.
Thank you for having me.
What an amazing introduction.
Tell everybody to start their morning.
Exactly. Every day. Yeah. I want to have that intro.
The change maker. And soon to join in us, another change maker and startup talent, a rising star called, he's called Innocent Mugenga, joining us just a bit here. And before we get to know you guys a little bit better, we're going to introduce the topic that today is startups and the art of funding. And as a tradition here on HyperTalks, as well as in the hypersphere from Hyper Island, we do a check-in. The check-in question for today that we're going to have Innocent check-in on as well is, which bad habit do you want to break? Q, do you want to start? Do you have anything top of mind, Anna?
You start.
I start. Okay. I thought about this. I have a lot of bad habits when I start thinking about it, but the main thing is sleep, I think. I have this disrespect of myself in sleeping patterns. I think I can survive on 5 hours, or I think I can treat myself with 10 and 12 hours some days. But it makes all the difference. I find this clear pattern in good days and even better days, depending on how I sleep. So it's a bit of breaking a bad habit, but also respecting a good habit in that sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one. And that's exactly, actually, I mean, I see myself having the same bad habit, actually. I mean, I love being awake late. Mm. Going to bed before 2 is more or less impossible.
Yeah.
Because there's so much, you know, fun stuff to do.
Yeah.
And you get so creative in the evenings. And then I have 2 small kids always waking up around, you know, 7 o'clock. It doesn't really matter if it's weekend or Monday. Mm-hmm. And so I think, you know, 5 hours is usually my average, but I feel so much better if I get at least 7 or 8.
Yeah.
So that's a really good, you know, a good bad habit to break.
Yeah, right? It makes a difference.
I have to think. We only have an hour, so I have a lot of bad habits. I'd have to say probably my worst one I'm experiencing right now is in terms of food. I'm a big snacker. Especially like when I'm home and working on things, I just find that I'm like putting stuff in my mouth just because. And it never ends well. And I always get a stomach ache and everything. So definitely need to curb that bad habit, because why?
Mm.
Shouldn't do it.
You know, I have that bad habit as well. But you know what? Because before I always had, you know, chocolate and a lot of candy. I mean, I still do. But now I always make sure to have a lot of berries at home. So I eat strawberries like every day. And then it turns into a kind of a nice positive habit, because that's even healthy.
Yes.
So just get a lot of strawberries and you can continue with that habit.
I'm going to take that tip. I'm going to throw away the mini ice cream bars I have in my freezer right now and replace them with strawberries.
I actually used to connect both of your habits that I used to eat. I usually eat snacks late in the evening during my work hours, because that's the most creative hours. Then you get stuck in something and you want something sweet as well. So good to break.